In this bulletin, the National COVID Coordination Committee calls for a massive taxpayer investment in gas projects, a Melbourne man sentenced to 10 years in jail over a terror plot, and in sport, Matilda's skipper Sam Kerr set to win an English Women's Super League medal with Chelsea. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Taxpayers could subsidise massive gas projects under recommendations in a draft plan prepared by the National COVID Coordination Commission. An interim report from the Commission's Manufacturing Task Force has been leaked to the ABC, and it calls for gas subsidies and a relaxation of environmental regulations and approval processes. The National COVID Coordination Committee was set up by the Prime Minister's Office to oversee Australia's economic recovery, but questions have been raised about its composition, with several of its members having close links to the gas sector. The committee is chaired by Nev Power, who is director and shareholder of WA's Strike Energy, which describes itself and wants to be the lowest cost onshore gas producer in Australia. Lock the Gate Alliance is a lobby group that opposes coal seam gas projects and open cut coal mines. Its national coordinator, Naomi Hogan, says the Morrison government needs to have a serious rethink about what she calls its gas industry-linked COVID commission.
It's extremely concerning to see the gas industry in there trying to push their product and their industry and put forward plans for Australian taxpayers to have to subsidise and pay for gas infrastructure into the future. This is no way to boost our energy supplies here in Australia, when we know that the best form of energy going forward, the cheapest, is wind, solar, and that can be backed up with batteries and pumped hydro.
In other news, a man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for planning a terrorist attack in Melbourne's Federation Square. Police thwarted the plans, arresting Ali Khalif Shaya Ali in November 2017 after a covert operation lasting a number of months. Ali has been ordered to serve a minimum of 7.5 years in jail for what Supreme Court Justice John Champion called the terror and horror he had planned to achieve with his plan. In other news, Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter says he will be consulting business leaders and unions before announcing any changes to workplace laws after a landmark court ruling found long-term casuals are entitled to paid leave. The federal court has ruled that casual workers employed on a regular, permanent basis are entitled to annual, sick and other leave entitlements. The decision against labour hire firm WorkPac upholds an earlier ruling against the company. Minister Porter says the pandemic has changed how the government is responding to the ruling.
We have to talk very quickly to business and to employee groups and understand whether or not the financial impact of this decision over the next 6, 9, 18 months actually puts businesses in jeopardy. If this decision were handed down 6 months ago, it would have been a very, very different scenario. At the moment, the greatest premium in the economy is employment, generating employment and saving jobs.
New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance has conceded the social distancing guidelines in place on public transport aren't perfect and rely on people using common sense. The guidelines include limiting the number of passengers to 12 per bus, 32 per train carriage and 245 on larger ferries. Minister Constance urged commuters to avoid peak hour travel and consider other travel options as people return to on-site employment and full-time school from next week.
If I saw a crowded bus, I wouldn't get on it. You know, we've got to be sensible here. So when we see a return of students, students are very reliant on transport. But typically students, if they can retime their, you know, face-to-face contact hours in our education institutions, then that would be ideal too, and avoid the peak.
New South Wales police say they have arrested a 31-year-old man over the fatal stabbing of his wife in their Western Sydney home. Police were called to a home in the suburb of Quakers Hill on Wednesday evening where they found the 27-year-old woman suffering from a knife wound. Despite efforts from paramedics, she died at the scene. The couple had been living together, but the husband had been subject to an apprehended domestic violence order. The man underwent a mental health assessment at Blacktown Hospital and is being questioned at Riverston Police Station. In sport, Matilda skipper Sam Kerr is on the cusp of winning an English Women's Super League medal. In her first season in the league, Kerr joined Chelsea in January with the team expected to be crowned champions based on a points-per-game system. A final decision is yet to be made on the winner of the 2019-2020 season, which has at least six rounds of matches still to be played. Manchester City are currently top of the table, with Chelsea, who have a game in hand, a point behind. Let's check out Friday's weather now. Sunshine for Perth, 23 degrees. In Adelaide, showers and 15. A shower or two later in the day for Melbourne, 14 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 15. A chilly 11 degrees in Canberra with a shower or two. Rain possibly heavy in Wollongong, 15. Much the same for Sydney, 16 degrees. Showers as well for Newcastle, 17. Sunny and 20 degrees in Brisbane. A shower or two, 27 degrees in Cairns. And rain at times for you in Darwin, where it'll be 25 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest SBS News.